It's brought down from the Sforim, HaKadoshim, that everything that is written in the Torah is not only a one-time thing. The Torah is merames ledoyre doyros. But it's brought down from the Sfasemes, all different Sforim, that every time, but especially B'deirot Mashiach, B'deirot Ha'achroinim, will be again a mabul. But not a mabul of water, like what happens from time to time in Florida or in different places. Mabul miloshen bilbul. Miloshen apostolic. Yechugu, yonu, keshikoy. We speak about Yalu Shomayim, Yerdu Tehoimois. But in the Ramabul was also Zimo, we'll see later, was a lot of Znus, a lot of Gilo Yarayas, Kehishchis Kolboso, and we see it B'chush, I'm saying. Kehishchis Kolboso, or the Averes that in the old days were unaccepted human-wise. Rashi says, Shabbahim was Zinu, you know, we think this really looks unnormal. And all the other zachen, you know, we don't take it out of our mouth. 50 years ago, also people thought that most people that do that are not normal. In our generation, things are normal. Now, you know, the whole musig, the same thing, the mabul, that the water that was mashchis the oretz, was ba'etzim the bilbul of the day achor. And the eitzah, the same way Noach went into a teva, and the day achor, in every person has to build himself a teva. And that teva really saves him the same way it saved Noach in that days, like we'll explain in a second, the Avara. The same thing in the Deir Achroin, every person builds himself a teva. The Derech Remez is brought down. Moshe Rabbeinu was also put in a teva when he was taken out, right? She put him in a teva. Alidovo, yeah. Has to be called a teva. Yeah, it was called a teva. So that's that shot was Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim wanted to kill Moshe. He was hidden in the teva. The remez to us is that in every time when it's a tkufa, you have to be in a teva. So Noach puts it in a big teva when there's a mabul around him. When Moshe, the power wants to mashmit klal Yisrael, Hashem puts mamshich ha-teira in the teva. And this is really the teva that we have to be in, that teva that will save us lost love, the teva, the elika teva. Now, before I start, there's a vault, Rav Hutner will say it every time in Parshas Noach. He said that there's two kinds of teva. He said the Mishkan is also like a teva, really. Mokem Ashroa Sashchino. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Mashra Shchinoso in Klal Yisrael, he didn't come and drop the Shechina in the middle of Machne Yisrael. He said, make me a house and I will come inside. Yaakov Avinu tells him, Shalach Yehuda lefonav le'eretz Goshen, to do a Beis HaTalmud, make me a place. Avram, Zoker v'yoshev v'yeshiva. Yaakov, Ishtam yoshev v'olim. Why yoshev v'olim? Yaakov is a masmid. Obviously, the Teire, to be chal, it doesn't chal in the street. You have to miyachad amokah. Zot Rav Hutner, every teva has two parts. There's one part, like the Mishkan, the Kedusha needs a place. And there's another part of the teva that the teva protects from the outside. The teva of Noach protects from the Mabul. Later we'll see it protect more, it protects from the Znus. But this was the teva of Noach. The teva of Moshe protects him from the water. In the Doiras HaRishonim, when the world was not in a bad matzev, the only thing you needed in a teva to become special was to build yourself a teva, to make a bismedrash to learn. When you have a mabul, the only way to be protected is that you have a teva that you put it with copper, you make it that it's closed, that nothing can come inside. Yeah, you put zephas, all these things around that the water will not come in. So Buddha would say, in our generation, it's not enough that a person is miyachad himself, b'deir ha'achor, b'deir ha'emtzoyim, was the teva, the mokim hashalas hashchina, a person made a bismedrash. Today the outside wants to come in the whole time. He wants to come in the whole time. It's meshunadik how he wants to come in. And he's very available to come in. You have to make a teva. I'll give you an example. The bachur decides that he's a maspid. So he decides he wants to be protected. He goes to a chizuk, travels to a little village. After an hour, he's bored. He takes out his phone, starts to speak to his friends. I'm not speaking about someone who tries to beat balls or shtusim, yeah? Now, I knew he didn't put himself in a teva. In this little pocket, he has all of his friends in his pocket. She has a bit better advices. He has all the gilui arayos. Everyone is available. Now, the koyach of this generation, of the mabul, said that shiyovi lederachoin, the last mabul before the Yeshua comes, is be'etzem, a person has to protect himself. Now, the Buddha said, it's two ways. It's for sure, a person in general has to be protected. When a person wants to grow, to become a Talmid Chochem, the only way is that he puts himself in a teva. And when he puts himself in a teva, he's nivdal. The Rabban asked the Kasha, we'll see in a second, we'll start the pshat, the parasha to learn. Fight the Rabban and the Al-Sheikh, why Hashem had to tell Noach to build a teva? Wait, the Rabban asks, he says, you know how big was the teva? 100 amen. What is 100 amen? This building is bigger than the teva of Noach. How many animals he could have put in? I should believe that big animals are all for sure is no place, yeah? Where did they put them in? The lions, the elephants, what do you think they didn't stood? Where they were? Tell us, a nest of the Rambam. Find out if it's a nest, so why to build a table? And if he has built the dala, 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 so Rambam stops as a big chiddush. Rambam says two reasons why Hashem said to build the teva. One pshat, he says the reason Hashem said to build the teva was that the Ramabu will see that Noach is Isaac the teva of Ula Yashuva B'tshuva. Second, he says, letzamtzem anes. Person, like Kishboch gives every person this world as ishtadlis. And Kivyocha, that was the ishtadlis of Noach, even if Be'ezim is no proportion, and there's no beginnings of the Rambam, if it's sad, that this could save. But the Al-Sheikh says, in the second half, we'll go into the tradition of Dvorim, we'll see it, that the reason that the Teva was there, because Be'etzem was a Doir Shel Zima and Doir Shel Averis, and was no way to save Noach. The only way to save Noach was that he was in his own world. The Teva was a world before Atzma. Hashem was mashchit the veld, and this was ki'ilu, a box, closed from the veld. And that was the koyach ha'atzolah. And this is what the Sforim explained, that when a person puts himself in his own, that we think in our generation, the people that are in the old world, they are behind. That is the koyach ha'yetza. Old fashioned, old days, behind. And it's pun kefakeot. The behind, that what saves you from the Deir HaMabul. This what saves you from the Yerida Sadeiris. And you see it, take the Eli Kechofetz Chaim. If you take away a second, Sefer Mishtepu, Shmira Salosh, and Chofetz Chaim, and you get a video, the way they lived, the way he looks, you think an old-fashioned man. You don't understand, when you learn all this for him, where's the bride? When you look at him, he's an old man. Old fashioned, old building, what they live, what they ate. But the Talmud says, in that teva that is cut away from the world, and that teva is that solo. And a person has to build himself. And when Bachim asks, and I'm saying it's a real ashkofa, a lot of times the boys in Arbis, but the midrashes, I'm not speaking about the more modern, but the midrashes, don't understand exactly what is the purpose to be X amount of years in yeshiva. They even want to start to go to all different programs that learn halacha, and these programs, and they make new pictures, and they cut you different, all different mishur de gemais, and they don't understand what is the Indian to be an issue. Well, don't do it. But I don't want to speak against no one specific, yeah? I'll make you sheets and copies, and you could do this, and you could learn that. And you'll know much more what to do. Come to the yeshiva, nochamot ha-reboch, like, for what? And the answer is, noyach for 120 years, build a teva. And making yourself a ben teva. I had a vikuach, when we build this yeshiva, baruch Hashem, l'shem v'l'tiferes. So I had to start to hire staff. So okay, Rosh Hashivas is very easy to hire. You have to have a huge tamid chacham with good midas. It's very easy. So I had to find a mashgiach. Then you have to have a mashgiach kop. So interviewing different people. I didn't interview myself. I had a mashgiach to interview. So one of them said that he feels that, you know, Bochum won't come to Shachas in Yeshiva because the davening in Yeshiva is an hour, and a half, 2 hours. No, I'm sure I understand, but yeah. He thinks the way to do it is possible to make davening shorter, everyone will show up. It's a possible solution. Instead of fighting with the whole world to get Bochum to come to davening in Yeshiva, instead of an hour, do it 45 minutes. You'll have everyone there. So I asked the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva, so what's the answer? Hey, what's the answer? He's telling you, if you do an hour, you only get 50 guys. If you make 45 minutes, you'll get the whole Yeshiva. You get 500 guys. So Mashgiach answered him. I told him, I'm not trying to get everyone to daven here in Yeshiva. They daven in the Shtibach, they also daven good. Is a musig of yeshiva, that is a tzur, that is the teva, that is the tzur how a teva has to be. Now, it could be all of your life you were not down in that yeshiva, in that way. But that is the way. This is when the yeshiva says, Bahav. They say all these things, yeah? It's very hard, yeah? For, yeah, yeshiva, you don't have to do it, yeah? But that is the tzur, that is the form. I want to teach the boys that that is the form. But by you saying, no more yeshiva, you're changing Klal Yisrael. Now, I'm not like going to the argument, so it's every time the argument, so what yes and what not, yeah? It's like a guy said, you know, well, art school helps me to learn what I have to learn what art school. So it's okay, so maybe learn without Rashi. Where it stops, yeah, for sure. Rashi is a billion times more from art school, it's not the point. So we have to work hard. Don't take Rashi, work hard. So I can't figure it out. So this guy can't figure it out even without art school. So for sure, we have to know every time where to build. Oh, but the answer is that it's a musig of a teva. This is what all of the rabbis saying, all of Yisrael, after all of them, it's much with chazalim like that. That a yid to keep in deyos ha'achroim has to have a teva, and that is the reason when Chaim Volozhiner started and they go in and they decided to open yeshivas in R form. The old yeshivas were not in R form. They sat and learned, but during the day the guys slept and played. They had mekoymas to learn. They didn't make a shelter box you hear the whole time. And the Deir HaAchroin, this is what they build. They build yeshivas. And that is the teva that a person builds himself. For sure, with the years, the teva is built. When you build a teva, you put nails, you put screws, you put glue. Then, during the year, you drive. Over the life, you leave the yeshiva, you start. But if you build a teva, and you put yourself considered, I'm a yeshiva bacher all of my life, that is the hashkofa. So it's not, and I think it's important because when people don't know the hashkofa, a lot of time they feel that it's a waste. Now again, if every part, if that is really important, if any part of that really is the one that decides, I don't know. That really, it's a different discussion. What really is important, what kind of wood has to be, what kind of screws have to be. Today maybe they have, instead of wood, they have plastic. There's different ways to build tevas in our generation. But the idea of the yeshivas, and like I said it already a lot of times, and it's proved. I said it so many times for Mr. Talansky for the Five Towns. But I took my son and became bar mitzvah to Mr. Talansky. Yeah, he's a nice person, nice man. He has a swaggy black yarmulke, yeah, a nice fellow. And I told him I wanted to give a chinuch, a drochet to my son before the bar mitzvah. And I said, Mr. Talansky, give him a drocha. And he said, you know, I live in Far Rockaway. And the highway to Lakewood is like 50 exits. And every exit, when you go, you find shuls, huge shuls, 500 seats, 600 seats, those big rabbis. They had the Fayyim Shir, they had Chavar Shem Shabbos. Nothing is left. There's two places, they had two basements that people learned. One in Lakewood was somewhat Cutler, he told them, and one in Far Rockaway was Pear. It was like young boys that deal with the fingerboard. Bell, Pshat, Ksos, Ksos, Nasivis. And in these two places, Bokim Terah became. I don't know why, but I realized where is a yeshiva dealer Terah happens. So if I would know that I want to buy property in the right place, I would make much, much more money. You know, I has to finish. But what is he saying? He's saying a huge message. That is the Metzias in Klal Yisrael. You ask the kasha lechure, the guys in the yeshiva, most of them after it went to work, and I don't see the chlal, and the rabbanim came from that place, and from this place, and from that school, and from that. Abba, where is the teva? The Klal Yisrael, where was the teva? There Klal Yisrael survived. Where is no teva? Klal Yisrael did not survive. That is the metzias. That is the metzias. So I'm saying, it's put down that in Parshas Noach, every year is that Koyach, that is Eurehus, Kake, that every person builds his own teva. And I'm saying, Putman said, a guy, even if he's learning for 2 hours a day, close everything. Let yourself to be in the teva. When I go up to this Medrash, I leave my phone in my room. Now, there's three different options. You could leave your phone in the packet close, you could leave it vibrant, you could leave it ringing. Shalosh Madreges Laveir. So ringing, I think most people don't do. Vibrate. Even if not vibrate, that he can see later the missed calls. He's not away. A person could, in our generation, he could learn the whole day, but he's not away. He's not in the teva. When there's no teva, the gas gets to you. The street gets to you. You have a table, you're in a place, you're in a nitzah. And that is the job. And that is our job. Remember, do it, don't. These are the years, I'm telling you, I'm saying, for Balabadim is also important, but these are the years that you're building a table. You're shtelling a matzav of a table. You're really shtelling a table. So when a person feels that, I feel that if when I'm a bocher, people will explain to me that it's not only I'm really building a teva. You feel it's much more mashmos. I said, I'll learn 12 hours every day, but I'm planning in 3 years to work a little bit. So what is the point now that I'm learning 12 hours? Most bocher don't ask the kasha, just do the 12 hours a day. Yeah, but when a person feels, I'm building a matzah that when I will be like that, I will stay who I have to be forever. That is the job. So now we'll start a little bit to see Taka the table. El the table is Noach. Noach is tzaddik. Tomim hoya b'deroisa v'seloikim isalich Noach. So it says tzaddik tomim. Tzaddik tomim. Then this is in Perek Vov Posuk Tes. In Perek Vov Posuk, in Perek Zayin, v'yemar Hashem l'Noach bo atu v'chol beischo l'tevo ki oischo roisi tzaddik lefonai b'doir hazeh. So first was Noach ish tzaddik tomim, and then Noach became only a tzaddik. Frekt Rashi Akasha. Before he's a tzaddik tomim, and then you're telling him that he's only a tzaddik. And for Rashi, when Hashem speaks about Noach sheloi befonov, tzaddik tomim, befonov, mitzas shvochoi befonov. This is what Rashi. Veloi nemar tzaddik tomim, mikan sheoimri mitzas shvochoi shvochoi befonov. Bereishis Rabba. Frag the Welt, okay, so maybe say Tommy, why does it say Tzadik? Another question. It begins as Neach Tzadik Tomim Bedeiroi Sov. Ki oiso risi Tzadik lefonai Badoir Haze. So it's brought down that Tzadik, who is called a Tzadik? A person that doesn't do Znus. Achmoni Yitkalon. Because of the Yosef Tzadika. The guy that doesn't do znus is called a tzaddik. A guy that doesn't know Avodah Zarah, how he's called? Yisalech lefonai veheye tomim, Avraham Avinu. Tomim tiyeim Hashem lekecho. Don't go to all of these wishy-pushy. Tomim tiyeim Hashem lekecho. The opposite from Avodah Zarah is tomim. Noach passed two generations. Doira afloge and Doira mabu. Doira afloge was apikorsis. Nasa Midol. Doira mabu was nus. Noach ish tzadik tomim bedoiroiso. Oba weshas de mabul ki oischo roisi tzadik badoira ze. Vemeret itzter to go into the teva, so we addressing. So you're right, but I, Amoli, was a Tamim. Okay, so that's Rashi says, mixed us before, we don't have to remind him everything. But with his Shvach is Tzadik Tamim Bederoiso, Tzadik from Znus and Tamim from Avodah Zarah. But when he comes to fall into the table, of them shade Tzadik Bedoy Razeh, he clap his Znus. Now the Unkelu says, Gevar Zayke Shlim Have Bederoiso. So the Meisel Biskirov, the Kasher is the Rambam passing the Chetshuva V'cheno Ir Sheirubo Averois Yichareivo V'chena Medino Sheirubo Averois Yichareivo. So the Shaila is, why Noach was Zoyche to be saved? The Rambam passes that we go to feed the Roiv, and if we feed the Roiv, he had to be killed. Yeah, so one Pshat in Mephoshim said that he was put into the Teva before the punishment came, and again, he was not a part of the cloud. The same idea that we spoke before. The only way to save Noach was no way to save Noach. Noach, nothing will happen to you. Or the Pshat Lemoshim like Lloyd. He had to be taken out of Sdom. Sdom can't be turned over. If you're a Rosh, even if there's no 10 Tzadikim and you're in Sdom, so you turn over with Sdom. We could take you out of there. So the world had to be Machriv. So the only way was to take out, like we explained before. The Biskarov says a different chiddush. Biskarov says that the halacha that you chorev is only if you have mikzas averes. Every time that when you get punished to feed the klal, if you have mikzas averes and rov schuyas. But most of the city is rov averes. So we mitzaref you to the rov averes. But if you're tzadik gomul, so then you're not mitzaref. When you're a tzaddik with a little bit of Averus, so you're right, you have to be zeichet. We don't measure you lefi, you will measure lefi the klal. But a guy that is kuloi tzaddik, we don't measure him. He doesn't deserve to die the klal. What? So he says, we'll get to, Gavar zakai shlim have. Now Rashi says, b'derois of two pshot. One pshat, b'derois of a kolshikam b'derish el Avram, and one pshat, b'dorshim legnai, אילו היה בדרך של אברהם, לא ינחשב לכלום. So the Chazanish would say, Alamol, why is Toshim Lignai? Chazanish good so. כל שכם בדרך של אברהם. The Chazanish said a big message, a big, big yesoid. He said, Avad and Noach was the best. וכל שכם בדרך של אברהם. He says, you know what Nisyonis Noach had? And he managed. Nisyonis, bring it from Avraham Avinu. But his day was a terrible day. I'll explain with a Moshe. A guy ben Azmanim learns 5 hours. He feels like $1 million. 10 hours. Feels like $1 million. Why is he here, isn't it? Think this man learned 10 hours. You feel like a guy, right? Learn this man. He learned 10 hours. You feel like a guy. Shmach a guy. Ben Azmanim, you feel like a bald. Noach was like ben Azmanim. His day was a terrible generation. Terrible day. He managed Shmira Zainayim. He almost didn't see himself. He tried, you know, he never ate treif. He managed the best hechsher he bought. It's not the best hechsher in that country is the worst hechsher of us all. Yeah. Aber Noach did the most. If he would be in Dor Shel Avraham, he would learn 20 hours. But the amount that Lemaitse he did, B'Dor Shel Avraham lo yanechshav klum. So Avad is tzadik b'deroisov. Avad and Noach ein l'shair v'ein l'tayr the godless of Noach. Aber iloy b'deir b'kol shikam b'deir shel Avraham that is a grace of madrege. Aber iloy b'deir shel Avraham lo yenech shav klum that matzah b'deir shel Avraham is taki gomish. So I had a bunch of shayla. But there's a gemara and ksuvas. Ksuvas not. The end of Perek HaMadir. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the time for him to die. So Hashem told Malach HaMavis, go over, offer him. He says, I want to see my place. Took him up to Gan Eden. He said, but I'm scared of the way I see a knife the whole time dripping. So he gave him the knife. Also, Lahu Asle, Shava, he jumped over Gan Eden. HaMavis hold on to his glima. Kofatz v'nishba, that he's not going out of Gan Eden. So they went to Beis Din Shel Mala and they said, if in this world he was matir on the Dori, we'll be matir the Shvuah also. If he was never matir a Shvuah, we'll learn him to keep his words. He was never matir a Shvuah, so they said, you could stay, but you have to give him back his knife. He needs to get to kill the rest of the people of the world. Have a ka'ozil. So I'm sure Belevi is walking in Gan Eden alive. Ose Eliyahu machris panu mokrim lebar levoy. Panu mokrim lebar levoy. Make place. Ozal, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is walking, and Eliyahu is saying, make place. Ashkel Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the Yosef al Tleisach, Petil Chasei de Zahave. He was sitting on 13 chairs of gold. How does the Mokka to put chairs one on each other? Yeah? He sat on 13 chairs of gold. How he sat on 13 chairs of gold? I think, this is what I think, this is the idea. Rabbi Shua, he was sitting on 13 chairs of gold. Also, Omar Lei, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, At bar Levi? Zogt Rashi. Omar Lei, Atu ze shemachrizim olecho panu mokim lebar Levi? Omar Lei, that's me. Omar Lei, Nira so hakeshes biyomecho? Omar Lei. Omar Yochi les ato bar Levi. Rashi says, Eina toroi lakruz hazeh. Shakeshes ois bris la oilom shelo yechore. Vim yesh tzadi gomu badoir, en tzorich ois. The keshes is ois bris la oilom shelo yechore. Vim yesh tzadi gomu badoir, you don't need ois. Zog the marshop shot, why? Because the ois is coming because of the reason for a mabul. But if it's a tzaddik, so b'meila he will protect the mabul, right? So if it was a keshes b'yomecho, so you're not a tzaddik. So the gemara veloi was really no keshes. It was only a hanover from Shimon ben Shua ben Levi. Frank tzach the kash, so why Noach didn't say it? We see that one tzaddik cannot save. So what the Shimon ben Yochai wants of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Says, if you're a tzaddik, so why was the keshes? Why you didn't protect? I'm a tzaddik. Big tzaddik. But Noach also was a tzaddik. So I asked the Rebbe of Povarsky when I was a bocher in Panam Beach. He answered, but from the essay that we said before, it's brought down from all this volume, that again, that Noach was be'etzem a tzaddik that Chazal say mei Noach zois li the haftoro shehoilo lispalel al doiru velo yispalel was a tviya Noach that he was not machzu b'tshuva his doir. We don't know what it means. So Noach was really not involved with the tzibur, so he couldn't save the tzibur. Fakat was a teva, the marble didn't go on him and the world was chorev. Only a tzaddik that is involved with the tzibur could say. Shua ben Levi was a tzaddik that was involved in the tzibur. The Gemara says in Suez that Izaru bebali rosam was a very dangerous machla. Shua ben Levi korich ba'adayu ba'osik ba'iraise. Amar ayeles ahuvim ayeles chayin im chayin ma'ala anegneo agun eloi magna. So b'meile, it was his mahalach. But my father wanted to say a different pshat. Father wanted to say pshat that Rashi says again, Less ato bar levai, ein ato roi lakruz hazeh shemachrizim panu mokim lebar levai. Shehakeshes ois brisi la'olam shelo yechorev. V'im yesh tzadik gomo badoin, en tzorich ois. Pashto, the marsha why? Because the tzadik will protect. Not because the tzadik will protect. When Hashem said will be a mabul, the tzadik can't stop the mabul. Hashem gave a haftocha that he will make a keshes. And the keshes stops the mabul. Ois, Sati ois. Why? We don't know exactly how it works. If Hashem made a shvur that will be no rain, why he has to show the rainbow? Yeah? Obviously, something comes out when a dad comes out. It's the ois. The tzaddik is the ois. I know it sounds very far, so you see why it's Emes Lamita. Loshen Rashi first. V'im yesh tzaddik gomo badoir, ein tzorich ois. So Loshen explained, why you don't need the ois? Because the rain will not come down. But why? Because he's the ois, not because he will protect. Sounds very far, right? We sing like Bo'ima. Ve'amartem kol lechai rabishim bo yuchai. One of them is, Kol yomov asher choyot asrit rabishim bo yuchai. That spoke to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes loy niro, ki hu ois oilom oyo adineinu bo yuchai. The ois. Hashem said, I'm making a haftocha that when I want to give a mabul, I will take out the ois and that will stop me. The keshes is the ois. Amol is the ois of the ribbono shel olam in the world, that that also brings back the shvuah that stops the rain. Kol yomov asher choyo ois hakeshes lo niyo, ki hu ois olam oyo adineinu bar yochai. And this is the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that is telling Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you're not ois. Avada, I saw a different story, but you know, not Arab, so besmedish, different is bearing, taki, what is the ois? But Avada, it's not, you know, a rainbow comes down, you think five people do tshuva when they see it today? It has to do that, to do tshuva, yeah? But you're not allowed to say that you see it, you're not allowed to say that it happened, yeah? So a keshes comes, so what happens? But Hashem made a shvua, and he brings the ois, what the ois could do, the ois could do, and the tzaddik could do oif, the same ois. I want to say two more things that are very important. It says that then Noach goes out of the, maybe three more things. Noach goes out of the teva. Vayita karem vayishmin ayayin vayishka. Noach drinks and he becomes a shika. And the shayla how Noach ish tzadik tom with the roiso, the first thing he goes out of the teva, becomes a shika. So as a vothen Reb Chaim and as a vothen Skirov, I think, like names. Sfasema said that he drank the same amount that he would used to drink, 5 cups, 10 cups, but he didn't know the nishtanu atvoy. After the mabul, we became weak people. The whole world was a different world. And this is one of the reasons all these things that they find. We know that the mabul changed. So one of the two answers on that, because his one answer is that the world was created, made, well done. The world was not created fresh. The world created fest. It was created things that already are 5,000 years or 50,000 years. But the world was created in standing things. That is one answer on that because or they think that they find things that look like years old. The answer is Hashem made a ready product. And the second answer is that in the Mabul, everything was nishtabish. So Zogde Mosfasem is when he came down, he was weaker from what he knew. He thought he was used to, he could drink 5 cups of wine. He said, Chazal say, Noach goes out the teva, vayita kerem, vayish min ayayin. Rashi, I think, brings it down. He took himself, you know, how he had a wine, he took himself into the teva. Trees of wine. Mustafa took him all the trees. Obviously, everything had to regrow. So how became a kerem? Ba'oisa yom nota, ba'oisa yom godal, ba'oisa yom oitziperi. Right? Ba'ita kerem, ba'ish min ayayim, ba'ish. Everything happened the same day. Everything happened the same day. It was a mess. So Mishabel said Givaldik. He said he took the branch, he put it in, came a tree, came grapes, he squeezed it. What happened? What came out of the grapes? Grape juice. He thought he was drinking grape juice. The same ness that the tree went, the wine became 50,000 years old already. The same way in 2 minutes the tree grew and the fruits came out, he made grape juice. In a minute, it became wine, old wine. He thought he was drinking grape juice. He drank 2 bottles of grape juice. He didn't think he was going to drink wine. Oh, but the process happened. But they told him, Rishon Brothers Sosemes, he said, as long as you say kasha, if I'm a mezuch the kasha, if I was noyach, you drink wine, that is zogen that he didn't realize, and he thought nishtana atvoyim. He didn't realize that the ness, that the tree grew quick and the grapes, is carrying happening, and the wine is becoming older and older and older, very strong wine. He thought he was drinking grape juice. As every Rishon Brothers, typical Rishon Brothers, he's right. So it was not even wine, it was grape juice. How he became a shikar? Well, has to be then. But then it says, וַיְשִׁימוּ אַל שֶׁכֶם שְׁנֵי וְיִלְכוּ אַחֲרִים וַיְחַסוּ לְסַרְבֵי אֲזָבִיר. So the pasuk starts וַיִּקַח מִלּוֹשֶׁן יֹחִד, and then וַיְשִׁימוּ אַל שֶׁכֶם שְׁנֵיהֶם וְיִלְכוּ וַיְחַסוּ. So Rashi says וַיִּקַח, אֵין כְּסִי וַיִּקְחוּ אֲלָא וַיִּקַח. לִמֵד אַל שֵׁם שֶׁנִּסְאַמֶץ בְּמִצְוָה יֹיסֶר מִיֶּפֶס. לְכָּךְ זֹכוּ בּוֹנוֹב לְתַלִי שֶׁל צִצִיס, יֶפֶס זֹכוּ לְקְבוּרוֹ לְבּוֹנוֹב. Both of them did it. Both of them. But Shem nis'amets yoisa. If we would realize, a lot of times two bachim are sitting in Bismedosh, the whole Seder, and one of them in the end becomes the God Lador and one not. Nis'amets yoisa. Shem the Yefes. They said, come, we'll do. They did the same thing. Both of them took the talis. Both of them walked backwards. Both of them covered the father. But in the first time it says, Vayikach, Shem is nis'amets yoisa. What is Nis'amet Yoitzer could be so much? Picked it up stronger. A lot of time you have a lot of mitzvahs to do. And what is Nis'amet Yoitzer? If we would realize how much one little thing, we don't realize. The Doiris from Shem, for sure, it's Bishus, comes out Klal Yisrael, the Talis. Yefes, Be'ogu Mogoy, they get a kvor. For sure, but it's more. The Nis'amet Yoisa. If a person would realize, I have sometimes a stock organization, and one guy stretches out a little bit more to help. He gives another stretch. Avgemina. Nis'amet Yoisa. We'll finish with one more vault. ויקח אברום ונוחו לאנושים, ויקח תרח אס אברום בנוי, ואסלויד בן הורון בבנוי, וייצו מרכזדים ללכס ארצו קנה. דגוי. So it says, ויקח תרח. הוא תוק תרח. In the beginning of the pasuk it says, it says, Vayikach teres Avrom v'esluit v'sog v'yitzu ito meukaz. So what is v'yitzu ito? Look at the last passage of the parasha. Vayikach teres Avrom b'noi v'esluit v'sog v'yitzu ito. Who is itom? V'yitzu itoi. Vayikach teres Avrom v'esluit v'sog v'yitzu itoi. What is v'yitzu itom? Zog Rashi, Vayetsu Terach Vavrom im Loit Vesora. not Terach was really the one that took everyone. Avram, and so when it says Vayikach Terach es Avram v'esloi, the last pasuk in the one pasuk before the last pasuk in the Parsha. So Rashi says that both. So why it says Vayikach Terach? Zochdo nachlas Yankev. I'll bring it with a marshal to say from Rabbi Ochber. Rabbi Ochber, the Shas, the war, First World War, they had to run away from Lita. His father was very old, and he couldn't. Rabbi Ochber took care of him physically, financially, but the bag of the money he put by his father's pocket. I said, Alamo, in our generation, I see the last times you go to some families, you go to a trip, family trip, when you check in, passport control. The people that know how to do it, they give the grandfather to hold all the passports. He's in charge of the passports. Now that he gets one passport, like the kid 5 years old gets a passport when he passes. He feels he's running the show. You're right, he never paid for the tickets. He doesn't know where's the airline. He doesn't know if it's business or economy. Yeah? But he gets the pile of the passports. Avraham Avinu let Terach to feel. Avraham decided to go holocausting. But he made Terach, his father, the one that wanted to kill him, to feel that he's taking the family. It's such an important message. In life. A lot of times in life, everyone will come to the age that they have to take care of their parents. But you could make it to the last minute that the parents feel that they're running the show. And this is what is the important thing. If you manage to make it that they feel that they're running the show, this is the kibbutz. Rabbi Ochber led his father to feel the money is by him. I need another $100. The father never made the money. But the money is by the father. And it's Keseda. A lot of times, we'll be Isaac in helping our mothers be the same. Again, you could make them to feel that they're running their life. And you can make that they feel that you're running their life. This is the Avodah. Person has the chops.